IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad hosting, and my dear guest speakers as always, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Brother Yasser, thank you very much for coming, and greetings to you too.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Again, always a pleasure being with you, Brother Jawad.
You're welcome. Well, it's just from one episode ago that we tried to talk about, or criticize the movie Moses. That came in, of course, two series, or rather two volumes, following the critique of the Ten Commandments. All of them were, somehow laser focusing on Moses and the story that we have in the Bible, of course, and we also compare it with the Quranic transcription and historical records. Before we continue with our program, let's take a listen to a short part of the movie Moses, especially I'm talking about the first city, and then we'll be back. Don't go away.
I thought you were gonna get away with it, didn't you?
No, Master, please, I meant no harm!
You made me look like a fool!
No!
Moses, you've killed him. You've killed an Egyptian.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie Moses, especially focusing on the first city of the Moses that came in two, as I mentioned earlier, with Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser. Let me start with you, Brother Yasser. In the part of the first city of Moses, Moses kills an Egyptian who was attacking Aaron, Moses' brother, right? In the first movie, Moses killed the Egyptian for Joshua. I mean, in the first movie, by that I mean in the Ten Commandments. Yeah. So, there was this story that Joshua was upset because a taskmaster, took his would-be wife, and then he was upset about it. So he came into a fight or something like this, and then the taskmaster held him, and he was trying to kill Joshua. So Moses, intervened. And then it happened that Moses killed the taskmaster in the Ten Commandments. But rather, in the second movie that we are trying to focus, it's because of Aaron, not Joshua. So which one is correct?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I don't think either are, because it is not clear. Like the Quran itself says that he was even... Either both are not correct, or it's very unlikely that they were. Because what actually happened, according to the Quran, is that there was a particular Israelite who got into a conflict with, again, one of the soldiers of the Pharaoh's army. And Musa alayhi salam, or as the Quran, didn't go and, you know, want to kill the person. He wanted to stop the fight.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, he gave him one punch too hard and he fell and he kind of died. And then obviously, and then what is fascinating is that in the Quran, someone else comes to him at that moment, tells him to go.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you see in this movie, he goes to his home. He meets his mother, and that discussion then allows him then to flee and go to Madain, which he then meets Shu'aib alayhi salam.
Yes.
So it is not clear that, again, it may be that both of the stories, and it's not clear exactly what happened at that moment. In the traditions, I can't recall, maybe say saw any of the traditions regarding this particular instance of who the person was, what actually happened, and so on and so forth.
Mind you, we are talking about 3,000 years.
Exactly. So it's exactly what happened at that particular moment. Obviously, this is artistic freedom given to the director of the movie to do what he wishes. Maybe to show the army of the Pharaoh in a bad light, which obviously it doesn't need much to do. But it is not, because obviously playing on certain things that happened in the past, that yes, taskmasters, maybe army generals and so on, so had maybe right to the workers, wives or families. Or just for example, like what we see in this movie, he felt insulted. That's what happened. He felt insulted by the Israelites. And just having a bad day, taking it out on him. It's possible, but it may, again, both may not be true. Because we don't exactly know exactly the surroundings of what happened. We were not there. And unless one of an infallible imam or someone who has insight to what actually happened tells us, we can't say yes or no. Again, they both may not be true.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio.
I'm here, my son.
Mother.
Forgive me, Moses. It was my only way to save you from the sword of Ramses.
I am Hebrew.
You are whatever you choose to be, Moses. God has given you a choice he's given to no other man.
And I've taken it away.
What do you mean? Why are you wearing these rough clothes?
I'm leaving Egypt.
Leaving?
Tonight. Didn't Aaron tell you?
Aaron?
I had so many questions. But now, I must go.
God saved you, Moses.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are still criticizing the movie Moses, especially the first CD or the first volume of the series of Moses with Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Sayyid Abdullah, just following the question that I had before the break, and of course it's quite related to the previous question that I... Let me ask you this question. You know, in that... this part of the movie, Moses sees his biological mother to say goodbye because he killed the Egyptian, right? And that's why he needs to escape Egypt, all right? In the Ten Commandments, the first movie that we criticized a couple of episodes ago, he was banished because Ramses found out that the Jewish people looked up to Moses, you know, as the deliverer from Pharaoh's servitude. Yet in the second movie, I mean, Moses, the first CD, his escape is directly because of killing the Egyptian. So which one is true then?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When you have two contradictory stories, it just tells you that they haven't got it right themselves. That's why each one says his own. From an Islamic perspective, when you look at Musa, even we as Muslims, we have many ahadith that contradict each other as well, because it's a very long story. And the Quran, I think the Prophet Musa has the biggest portion in terms of storytelling in the Prophet's lives. Mm-hmm. And with the mixture of the Jews, the hadith of the Jews that we have that managed to slip to our books, we have also a mixture. The thing that I want to say here is like, we're not, the way that it happened based on some of the narrations that when Musa killed the Qibtic, we say he's a Qibti in the riwayat, the Qibtic person, mm-hmm. When he killed him, he fled away straight away. The Quran says, "Kharaja min madinati khaafan yataraqab." Straight away he left instead of fear because he thought, well, they might have seen me, someone might have, you know, done this. So straight away he managed to slip out of the city.
And he didn't go to his mother?
No. So I'm trying to squeeze my mind here to see if even if his mother was alive back then, his mm-hmm. mother or dad. I don't think they were, because it would have been like Musa by the time he would have been in his 30s, 40s. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a young child anymore. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is the child of the mother of Musa way early, like when she threw him in the river. Mm-hmm. So it could have been possibly that she was not there. And even if she was alive at the time of Musa, it's not like he cut ties with his mom. It's like he was constantly in contact with his mother, because Allah says to the mother of Musa, "Raddadnahu ilayki," like we gave him back to you. Mm-hmm. So she was with him constantly. Like there was not time, unlike the movie where they said like there's a separation between Musa and his mom. Allah says no, we gave him back to the mother of Musa. The mother of Musa raised him and should take care of him
and
as his mom.
Breastfed him. You know?
Yeah, breastfed him. Yeah. So there was no this connection between her and Musa. And then what happened after that, the Quran itself was very blurry on the details, because I think it's insignificant. Mm-hmm. Like there's no significance to it. It just mentioned that he was khaif, he was itaraqab, he was in a fear, trying to see his situation, and then he left to Median.
Maybe it's good to know that I was talking to a scholar, and then he was saying, religious scholar, and he was saying that the Quran, we shouldn't look at it as a history book.
It's not a history book.
Yeah. So we can't expect the Quran actually to give us all the details. And
exactly. So the Quran actually, he jumps years of events, and then he attaches them together. So like he would talk about something, and then years of event happens, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you like something else. Mm-hmm. Like you can see that very clearly with the Prophet. So he talks about Musa running khaf yataraqab, and then he cuts the story. The story cuts, and then Musa jumps to Median. Mm-hmm. So we don't know how much or how long has that passed and what has happened in between. But right. In the movies, obviously, or from the Christian or Jewish perspective, they have to dramatize it anyway.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And once you dramatize it, then you're going to have two different versions or three or four.
Thank you very much. Let's take another short break, and then we'll be back with the question related to the part that we played.
I am the God of your fathers, Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
Why do you come to me?
I have heard the cry of my people Israel. I will send you to the Pharaoh, and you shall free my people from Egypt.
Why me? A man clumsy with words. Who am I to go before the Pharaoh?
I will be with you.
If I go to the Israelites and say that God has sent me, they won't believe me. Ask, what is his name?
I am who I am.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. This is the movie critique program. We are criticizing movies with religious themes with Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser. Brother Yasser, in that part where we are trying to criticize the movie or the series of the movie Moses, especially by focusing on the first CD, Moses sees this bushfire that is God, who tells him that I am God. I mean, I'm talking about that part where Moses actually fled to another part to see Jethro and Sapphira, you know, according to the movie. And then God says, you're going to be my messenger to Pharaoh, and you need to serve the Israelites, or save the Israelites from Pharaoh's bondage. he says they're not going to believe me. Then God helps him with the miracles. In other words, he trains Moses actually with the miracles that he's going to, in fact, perform in front of or before the Israelites and the Pharaoh's followers. Like, for example, by throwing off the staff, you know, to turn into a snake, or to take out his hand out of his clothes to become white or leprous, according to this movie, you know.
Became diseased.
Yeah, as if it's, yeah, a kind of disease or something. Well, is it a coincidence, you know, that, of course, despite the slight differences, is it a coincidence that the Bible and the Quran both refers to the problem of Moses speaking or speech and how Aaron helps him?
This is a good point that he mentions, the Quran also mentions that, you know, I have this problem and so on. And then with that dua we always read, as I know, widen my breast, ease my tongue to speak and so on. It is something that maybe is one of those things that the Bible got right. It may be that the Bible, you know, not everything in the Bible is absolutely wrong. There are certain things that are correct. This may be one of those particular things that, you know, has remained intact. And the reason why we can say that is because the Quran does emphasis and does confirms and verifies that particular story. That, you know, not that he stuttered or anything like that. Again, the exact meaning of that, you know, open my speech for me may not be clear. Maybe I can't speak in a very clear manner, or I'm not very eloquent. It can have different meanings. But like, for example, in the movie we saw, there was a bit of a stutter. Moses would stutter. It may mean that. It may also something else as well.
But it's vividly, clearly mentioned in the Quran.
Then make my tongue open so that people can understand, make it understanding. So that may mean that maybe the language I speak may be different, and so on. There are different references that it could refer to, but like I said, because the Quran itself makes reference to it, that particular thing, it may be correct. But he may have had a particular, defect when he came to speaking. But again, it's not necessarily it was stuttering. It may have been something else.
Thank you very much, Brother Yasser, and thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize the series of the movie Moses. Thank you very much for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Hebrew filth!
4 centuries of slavery.
Do I know you?
From the prince of Egypt to the hero of the Hebrew people. Moses, the chosen leader.
Moses.
God orders the end of the exploitation. The Pharaoh does not obey.
Does your God have another message for me?
Aaron, throw your staff on the ground.
The empire is destroyed, and liberation comes. The miracle of the Red Sea crossing and the laws of God's people.